Blog Talk Radio.
Mopa, you too, my brothers. I never thought you capable of such decisiveness. And so now,
in the valley of the shadow of death,
let nothing remain that reminds us of
Shah.
Capable of
shadow of death, I will fear no evil.
You too, my brothers. I never thought you capable of such decisiveness. And so, what now?
Indeed. What now? We are back on the scene, people. Obviously, someone didn't like what we were putting out there, but nonetheless, the queen is right here next to me. She's on her throne. I'm on my throne. Wings, how'd you like what you heard so far?
It's very interesting. I have to process things and go through them, but I'm liking it. He's making a lot of sense when you think about it. I mean, just what we've been taught and then the way he just breaks it down. It's like, it's a light bulb, you know?
Right, and see, when we sit back and look at the fact that someone was actually playing genetic game, addition to that, like he was saying, there's evidence of stronger people being dominant over weaker people, and you ain't going to do that to your family unless they kicked your ass out of there.
Right.
And this goes back to what I was saying before. Somebody who got kicked out of Africa is behind. We're going to roll back up in this video. It's like, I rewinded just a little bit. It's like about a minute and some change left in this part four, and then we got part five. And from that point, we're going to open up with a nice word of thought on this stuff here, because after hearing all this, no one can't come at no one with religion. That shit is a mark for war. And see who God is a possession. It is what it is. We're going to roll into it, and after that, we're going to open up with some open thoughts.
It's found in the tomb of Ramses III.
Renkem Dynasty.
The 20th.
Vous avez le personnage de gauche.
The person on the left.
C'est le type général, représenté par l'artiste égyptien lui-même.
This is the general type represented by the Egyptian artist himself.
Le second, c'est le type général de tous les Européens, de la race, si vous voulez, de tous les Occidentaux.
And the second person or personage is the general type of all the Europeans represented by the artist.
Le troisième, c'est le type général de tous les autres noirs de l'intérieur du continent.
And the third personage is the general type representing all the other groups found to be in the interior of the continent.
Of the Africa.
Of the continent of Africa.
Right. Le quatrième, c'est le type général de tous les Sémites habitant l'Asie.
The fourth personage is the general type of all of the Semites living in that area of Asia.
Et ceci est un tableau ethnographique. Voilà les races qui existaient à l'époque, telles que les Égyptiens les ont connues, vues et représentées.
This is
the different races.
The different races represented by the artist. And these are
des Européens de la race, si vous voulez, de tous les Occidentaux.
And the second person or personage is the general type of all the Europeans represented by the artist.
Le troisième, c'est le type général de tous les autres noirs de l'intérieur du continent.
And the third personage is the general type representing all the other groups found to be in the interior of the continent.
Of the Africa.
Of the continent of Africa.
Right. Le quatrième, c'est le type général de tous les Sémites habitant l'Asie.
The fourth personage is the general type of all of the Semites living in that area of Asia.
Ceci est un tableau ethnographique. Voilà les races qui existaient à l'époque, telles que les Égyptiens les ont connues, vues et représentées.
This is
the different races.
The different races represented by the artist, and these are the races that existed in his time, as he saw them.
Nous sommes à 1200 avant Jésus-Christ.
We are 1,200 years before Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Donc, vous voyez que les Égyptiens ne se sont jamais confondus avec les Européens.
So the Egyptians were never confused with the Europeans.
Ni avec les Sémites.
Nor with the Semites.
Et qu'ils ne se sont jamais différenciés sur le plan de la couleur, n'est-ce pas, sur le plan ethnique des Africains.
And they never became different from, on an ethnic plane, from the other Africans.
Regardez, ces reproductions sont assez significatives à ce point de vue.
So this is fairly significant from this point of view.
Or, cette image, c'est la première fois depuis que Lepsius est un relevé d'un savant allemand, qui s'appelle Lepsius.
Mm-hmm. This was discovered by a German scientist who is called Lepsius.
Et vous ne l'avez jamais vu reproduit dans un autre ouvrage avant cette projection.
And before this, you have not seen this reproduced in any other form
dans
or
un
work,
livre, dans
or
livre.
Any other work.
Vous voyez donc, c'est de cette manière que la science, n'est-ce pas, s'est écarté petit à petit de la réalité et de la vérité historique en ce qui concerne l'Égypte.
And so you can see how history departed little by little from the reality.
How did ancient writers describe the ancient Egyptian?
Tous les écrivains grecs et même romains de l'Antiquité ont déposé dans le même sens pour nous affirmer que les anciens Égyptiens de leur époque, pourtant qui étaient déjà très métissés, étaient des Noirs.
All of the writers of ancient Greek and ancient Rome agreed that the Egyptians of their epoch, of their time, were in fact black.
Or, cet Égypte-là, c'est l'Égypte de la fin, donc de l'histoire égyptienne.
But these were the Egyptians of the end of the great Egyptian civilization.
Jésus-Christ, ça fait donc une période de 900 ans.
For a period of some 900 years, beginning at the 4th century before Jesus Christ and going through the 5th century after, the Greeks were constantly witnessing to the fact that the Egyptians were black.
Donc, les Égyptiens sont considérés comme des Noirs depuis l'origine jusqu'à la fin de leur histoire.
So they would be considered black from their origin, from their beginnings, all the way to the end of their civilization, as is indicated by the first king, the slide which we saw.
Alors les autres, je vous les montre rapidement, je passe rapidement là-dessus.
I will show you quickly the others.
Ici, vous avez Djoser, troisième dynastie. 2778 avant Jésus-Christ.
So this is the third dynasty of the Egyptian civilization here.
Disons 2800.
2800 BC.
Avec Djoser, tous les éléments technologiques de la civilisation égyptienne étaient déjà en place. Tout ce que nous admirons en Égypte, sous ce pharaon noir, existait déjà.
Troisième dynastie.
Avant les pyramides, donc. La seconde, ça va être celle des pyramides. Okay. Eh bien, avec Djoser, tous les éléments de la civilisation égyptienne étaient déjà en place.
With this king, in the third dynasty, all of the things that we admire the Egyptians for were already in place.
Nous verrons que c'est sous son règne que l'architecture en pierre de taille va être inaugurée, la grande architecture égyptienne.
The great Egyptian architecture was evolved under his reign.
2300 ans avant la naissance de l'architecture en Grèce. 2300 ans avant la naissance de l'architecture.
2300 years before the birth of architecture in Greece.
Et aussi 2000 ans même avant la naissance, on peut dire qu'à cette époque-là, les Grecs n'existaient même pas encore dans l'histoire.
You can say, it can be said that at that point, the Greeks didn't even exist in history.
Yeah. La mathématique, la médecine, tout était déjà présent sous ce pharaon.
Everything was already in place during his reign.
Donc, la civilisation égyptienne dont nous parlons est née, n'est-ce pas, sous le règne de ces pharaons typiquement africains.
And so civilization, or Egyptian civilization as we know it, was born under the reign of these pharaohs.
Ici, vous avez le Sphinx.
This is the Sphinx.
Lors de la mission française qui accompagnait le Napoléon, quand Napoléon est allé en Égypte, il était accompagné d'une mission de savants. Ce sont des Français qui sont comme ça sur le Sphinx, qui font des mesures.
These are Frenchmen who were part of a, on top of the Sphinx. They are measuring there on top of the Sphinx. They were part of a mission that accompanied Napoleon.
Au 19e siècle.
In the 19th century.
Vous voyez que le profil du Sphinx à cette époque-là était encore plus typiquement africain que maintenant.
You see that the profile of the Sphinx at that time was even was more authentically African than it is now.
Depuis, l'érosion l'a détruit encore un petit peu. Vous savez, le vent de sable constamment qui frappe le visage.
The wind and the sand has eroded the Sphinx considerably.
Et vous savez que le nez du Sphinx est au British Museum.
The nose of the Sphinx is in the British Museum.
Et on aurait pu le récupérer pour revoir un peu quel était le visage. L'Égypte pourrait très bien essayer de le récupérer. Ça, c'est au moins la moindre des choses.
And they are unable, the Egyptians are unable to have it back again to compare it with
us. Mais peut-être que ces traits sont si typiquement africains que personne n'a envie de les reconstituer tels qu'ils étaient.
It's perhaps because the features are so typically African that no one wants to see that comparison be made.
When was the slide, this drawing rendered done?
Est-ce que vous pouvez nous dire la date de cette illustration?
2600 avant Jésus-Christ, c'est l'époque des pyramides. Ici, nous sommes sous la 4e dynastie. C'est le profil du pharaon Khéphren. C'est la 4e, oui?
C'est pas le Sphinx qu'il veut savoir, c'est l'illustration à l'époque où Napoléon était là, n'est-ce pas?
Oui.
C'était quand?
C'est 1800, à la fin du 19e siècle. Fin 19e siècle.
The end of the 19th century.
Je passe. Ici, vous avez donc ici Amenophis Ier. Vous voyez qu'il est typiquement africain. Donc, vous voyez que les pharaons ne se peignent pas toujours le corps en ocre rouge. C'est une habitude africaine. Tous les peuples africains, depuis la haute préhistoire, ont l'habitude de se peindre le corps en ocre rouge.
This is Amenhotep the First, and you can see that he was his natural skin color. He is not painted.
Vous voyez aussi que ses cheveux sont crépus.
And you can also see that his hair is kinky.
Disons, c'est cette dynastie qui va conquérir toute l'Asie occidentale.
It is this dynasty represented here that conquers all of the Western world.
Toute l'Asie occidentale.
All of Western Asia.
Et aussi toutes les îles de la mer Égée.
And also all of the Aegean Sea.
C'est une époque d'impérialisme africain.
This is the period of African imperialism.
À cette époque, c'est l'Afrique noire qui avait l'initiative historique.
It's at that point that it is at this point that Africans had the imperial initiative.
Et dominer toutes les autres peuples, soit de la mer Égée, donc de la Méditerranée orientale ou de l'Asie occidentale.
And they dominated all. They were of this dynasty.
Qui s'appelle Thutmose.
Who were called Thutmose the Third,
avait conquis 111 États.
Conquered 111 states in all.
Il les avait conquis pour lui et qui étaient entrés dans,
and
il les a intégrés dans l'Empire égyptien.
And they made them part of the Egyptian Empire.
Ici, vous voyez Ramsès II et un Tutsi. La parenté est frappante aussi entre la coiffure du pharaon, la coiffure du Tutsi et le casque du pharaon.
Here you have Ramses II and a Tutsi warrior. It's remarkable the similarity between the Tutsi's hairdo and the helmet worn by the pharaoh.
Oh, ce pharaon est encore un des plus prestigieux, justement, de toute l'histoire égyptienne.
He is one of the, certainly one of the most prestigious of the Egyptian pharaoh.
Vous voyez que des deux côtés, vous n'avez que la même réalité africaine, la même réalité anthropologique africaine.
And you see the same reality, anthropological reality, that is African, the similarities between the two.
Aussi, ça c'est Menthotep premier. Aussi, vous voyez, il est noir.
You can see another pharaoh who is also black.
Typiquement.
Typical of that time.
Donc, c'est le fondateur de la 11e dynastie.
Founder of the 11th dynasty.
La ville de Thèbes lui a voué un culte pendant 1000 ans.
For some 1,000 years, the city of Thèbes in Upper Egypt worshipped this pharaoh.
Ici aussi, vous voyez un peuple qui représente ces dieux en couleur noire, c'est Osiris, qui est toujours représenté sous les traits d'un homme noir.
Here you see representation of one people who always indicated their gods to be black, of skin color.
Ici, vous avez Akhenaton, l'inventeur, le premier prophète qui a dit que Dieu est un, l'inventeur du monothéisme.
This is the inventor of monotheism.
Yes.
The first to say that there was one God.
Oui. C'est justement le pharaon qui a dit pour la première fois que Dieu est un et qu'on ne doit pas le représenter par une image.
This is the first pharaoh to say that there is one God and that he must not be, that God must not be represented by images.
Il était avant Moïse.
He was before Moses.
La Bible n'existait pas encore.
There was no Bible, not yet.
À cette époque-là, la pensée religieuse encore, vous voyez, est partie de l'Afrique. C'est l'Afrique qui a initié la religion monothéiste.
And so it is even Africa that is the origin of monotheistic religion as well.
Vous voyez, ce pharaon avait six filles avec la reine Nefertari.
This pharaoh had six daughters with his queen Nefertari.
Alors, une des filles est sur les genoux de la reine.
One of the daughters is in the lap of the queen.
Je l'ai reproduit dans l'image suivante, vous allez la voir.
You see her again in
la voilà. Vous voyez, sur les genoux de sa mère. Regardez comme elle est typiquement africaine.
See how she is typically African.
Avec la coiffure totémique. Un Africain sait que cette coiffure est totémique.
And an African would know that this is a totemic hairdo.
Je l'ai comparé avec un Mangbetu, qui est la femme d'une tribu africaine actuelle, pour la déformation du crâne.
I have compared her with one of the African tribes that is known for the forming of the skull.
Yeah. Ici, ça, j'ai pris une publication de la revue de Ivan Van Terpenen, et du professeur Finch.
One of the reviews or journals of Dr. Van Terpenen and Dr. Finch.
J'avais ces reproductions, mais j'ai préféré les prendre dans les leurs parce que ces photos sont mieux rendues que celles que certaines que j'ai.
I chose these because they are so much better done than others that I have.
Vous voyez bien. La femme qui est à droite est la mère du pharaon que vous avez vu là tout à l'heure. C'est le pharaon Akhenaton qui est à gauche et sa mère est à droite, la reine Thaï.
This is the pharaoh on the left and this is his mother on the right. Her name is Thaï.
Cette reine a joué un rôle prééminent dans la diplomatie de l'Égypte à cette époque.
This woman had a preeminent role in diplomacy in Egypt at that time.
Tous les rois dont je vous ai parlé, tous les rois de l'Ela dont je vous ai parlé tout à l'heure, que l'Égypte avait conquis sous la 18e dynastie.
All of the things that I've spoken to you about who made their conquest up to the
sous la dynastie précédente.
In the previous dynasty.
Donc, écrivait à cette femme.
Wrote to this woman.
Pour lui demander d'intervenir auprès de son fils.
To intervene in these matters with her son.
Pour que le pharaon les fasse entrer dans ses grâces.
So that they could be in the good graces of his king.
Donc, le pharaon était encore jeune.
The pharaoh was still very young.
Et c'est lui, donc, vous voyez bien que la mère de Sarah est la mère du premier prophète de la terre. Vous voyez bien. Voici la mère qui est très africaine et voici le premier prophète lui-même aussi. Le voilà.
There you see this mother who is so typically African, and then you see next to her also typically African, the first prophet of the world.
Why is the history of Egypt so crucial to black people? What's at stake?
Mais parce que, comme je l'ai souvent dit, la civilisation égyptienne, d'après tout ce que je viens de vous montrer, a joué le même rôle que la civilisation vis-à-vis de l'Afrique, que la civilisation gréco-romaine vis-à-vis de l'Occident.
Because Egyptian civilization played the same role for Africa that the Greco-Roman civilization played for the Western civilization.
Et donc, si nous voulons recréer un corps de science humaine en Afrique, il nous faut repartir de l'Égypte.
If we are to create a body of the humans of social sciences, then we must take as a point of departure Egypt.
Renouer avec les antiquités égyptiennes.
Tied to ancient Egypt.
C'est la seule façon, comme je le dis souvent, de réconcilier les civilisations africaines avec l'histoire.
It's the only way to reconcile African civilization with history.
What would you say to the black parent who is satisfied with his or her child learning only European or white history?
Non, il faut apprendre l'histoire des autres, mais il faut se connaître d'abord.
It's fine to learn the history of others, but you must know your own self first.
Sinon, un peuple qui perd la mémoire historique est devenu un peuple fragile.
If a people forgets its historical memory or loses its historical memory, it becomes a very fragile people.
Il se désagrège. C'est la conscience historique qui nous permet de rester un peuple fort.
They regress, and it is that historical memory which permits them to be a strong people.
C'est pour ça que même dans la diaspora, cette conscience doit être vivifiée. Il faut que ce lien continue d'exister où que nous soyons.
Even in the diaspora, these ties must remain.
Ceci ne va pas à l'encontre des lois des différents états dans lesquels nous vivons aujourd'hui.
This can only help us make our lives better in the various countries in which we live.
La plénitude culturelle doit faciliter la fraternisation des races.
The fullness of our culture will help us in finding or seeking the fraternity among races that we must have in this world.
There it is, folks. What can one say about information like that? When you breaking down our people and how they've been ultraized, chains, and things of that nature. Now you know why you got many different types of fruit, whether it's acidic or alkaline. They're mutated. But nonetheless, the albino is the only thing that I say didn't mutate. It was force mutated. Because the albino is in the heart of Africa. which means in the same climate where it's making the change.
Mm-hmm.
So what goes to show is that, yeah, outside influence may have came in, but they did something genetically which got them kicked out. And whether we try to procreate, and next thing you know, a different type of species like the albino, which can't take the sun, what's the purpose of you being in Africa if you can't be around rocks?
Right.
So here we are with the same old, you know, situation where, once again, like with the address, here you have someone creating a god system just to start a war. Great. But that grieves me. That grieves me. That goes to show you how far back that our people. Well, you wonder why, like I said, the rules of the 47 negative conceptions are out. Why were those rules out? They didn't have an army to fight back with. There was no prison system. So what's the only thing left for you to do? Kick them out. Well, somebody came back and struck with a vengeance. The more evidence is coming up, you're starting to see somebody got kicked out and they did something stupid coming in. Or whether they did it when they were born, either way, you got kicked out. People ain't like what you did as a whole. But this would eliminate the information on what everybody putting out there, what they want to call Yahtzee and all that. Even Farrakhan putting out there. I'm like, look, man, enough with the hocus pocus. You just draw attention off of that you Arab taught and all that shit there. Now, I found something very interesting. Those twin towers that you see over there in Tibet that we discussed earlier, the stone towers, that actually has a structure column like it's an eight-pointed star. Well, we all know that Asia built it. There's just one problem. The eight-pointed star and the six-pointed star share the same compass. How you figure that? I suggest y'all go and look up the steps of Freemasons. On one side of the staircase, you will see eight steps. On the other side of the staircase, you will see six characters. And go back to the tapping, you see a six-pointed star. But if you go to Asia, and Asia Minor, they're rocking the eight-pointed star. They shading everything right in front of everybody's face, and y'all don't see it. Think about it like this. If you go look, all right, the way they did these things like this. The eight-pointed star design is like a plus sign on top of a multiplication sign. Eight lines. Simple. But when you draw a border around the parameter of it, it's going to give you eight triangles. Well, we all know it's three sides to a triangle.
Right.
Eight times three is 24, and that gives you your 24 hours in the day. If you go look in Sumer, you will see that symbol all up and down. Babylon has it too. So which means they knew about the concept. And you wonder why Genghis Khan had it. Because they got it right over there in Asia as well with the pyramids over there. Funny how the more and more you research information involving the scene, you got players on the chessboard that all of a sudden suspect. Your neighborhood is surrounded by people that's getting you sick. And while you come into these stores trying to fit in, they saying homeboy to you, and, oh, you my friend, and all this and that. When I say my nigga, or when I say nigga to you, like, they in the hood with you. Meanwhile, they got a whole different agenda taking you
yes,
out.
Yes, they do.
You wonder why these queens out here mad with y'all dudes, man. You wonder why they out here mad with you dudes. I can't call you niggas or homeboys or kings. Why? Because y'all got too much cracker in you. That's why I got to call you dude. You're a dude with attitude. You're not a king or a hunter or a warrior. Some shit that'll put a whole lot of people at ease and probably would, and more likely would, support you. But y'all sit here and do the dumb shit. Now you want to fit in. I give props out to people like Shay D. You know, he taught me a whole lot as far as region. Who is what is what, where your ass at, and where you can move and how you can move on the chessboard. So if you're a rook, you stuck with the rook position. There's only one queen on that damn board. Y'all better keep that in mind. All them coaches up there worship only one queen. Guess who it is? Ishtar.
Ishtar.
And like the chessboard, the queen can move any direction. World can be a nice place to be. Only thing is, we just gotta take it back. We gotta take it back. If we don't take it back, c'est la vie.
Yeah, and the time is now.
Yeah. I mean, because, you know, we can get humble with it and don't want to fight. And there's plenty of those out there.
Yeah, and where did that get us?
What's that, Queen?
I said, and where did that get us?
They don't mind being humble. Because you know they ain't going to fight them anyway. But that's just bad representation, trying to pretend like you're one of us when you ain't. You might as well let them call you nigga all day, and you go to a KKK rally to go fit in their world. Because we start
you know
to
what?
See a lot of y'all out there don't care about niggas and how you what consequences happen to them, even though you're setting them up.
Nope.
And that's sad. That's a serious, serious, sad situation. But like I said, this situation, as far as like using a religion to acquire war, and that wasn't nothing but a false flag too, because you didn't put up a defense to take care of the enemy. And how did the enemy know your fighting style? See, it's too much false flagging. Guarantee around that time, somebody said, oh, The crackers came out of caves. They're the bad one. You're not gonna hide behind Halloween, buddy. You gotta explain people who can't take the sun. Y'all want them in the sun so they can sit here and get skin cancer and fall the hell out. Don't make no sense to put them in that crime because they don't fit the scene.
Yep.
So, I mean, it's just crazy from beyond how this thing has to manifest itself. And then, you know, what can we do but to sit back and see and play that I don't trust or I don't feel like it game? But you know
why.
Yeah, but then still, you know, queens and kings out there, they'll talk the talk, but they'll go and watch TV or want to go and get on their phone and bullshit around. You ain't doing nothing.
Yep.
It's nice to dream a finish line, but you got to get to the finish line first.
Yeah, that work's got to be put in.
So, I just find, like I say, fascinating that people want to sit here and keep rejecting like they don't do nothing wrong when they know they, you know what you did, buddy. Don't come with the victim role. I never understand. Queen, be real.
Yeah.
In the situation, you know you did wrong. Why are you playing the victim role?
Oh, that's a whole nother game there.
Put on the spot.
That's a terrible mental game right there to play.
Mm.
That's all that deflection, trying to take the attention off of yourself. And that's why it's done. Don't want to admit it. That ego won't let you, bow down and just admit it. You just deflect it. You throw it off. Get an attitude, whatever.
Now, I'm going to ask something here. Say you in school and you get the answer wrong.
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference between a teacher at school who's willing to show you how you got it wrong and willing to correct the situation so you can understand it, then give you another problem similar to it, you can do that right and know it. Whereas you have somebody on the street, Ray Ray, kind of sit here, you know, and spit some game. But meanwhile, you looking at it as a female, you looking at it as he lecturing you, and it turns you off.
Well, for one, we were institutionalized to sit and listen to the teacher as a authoritative figure. So, and with so much, well, one thing, our music is very negative and has been. But then when we hit the street, I mean, of course, you know, a dude walking up, yep, he got some BS. What you got? Five, you know, because by the time we watch the TV and listen to the music, and then half of them dudes you see on the street, they spitting the same stuff that's on the TV and on the radio. You're not trying to hear that. Well, that's not real. But that's what they program into our brains, thinking that it is.
Copycat lead.
Yep.
Boy, look at here. That's why I just rather just take my time. It's meant to be for me to be with somebody, so be it. Other than that, I'd just rather be a warrior to the street.
Yeah.
Because you get with somebody and then say, you know, you are attracting a magnet to a metal because why? As soon as you get somebody, if you haven't been with somebody, as soon as you get with somebody, all of a sudden everybody and mama want to try you. Whereas when you're alone, they ain't got nobody, they reject you.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, look at here. The party don't stop.
Yeah. All about the game.
Let me ask you something. You into poetry?
Yes. No, I'm not heavy duty, but yes.
Uh-oh. All right. Well, Wednesday, most definitely, we're going to start getting our poetry on the show and everything. I encourage you, if you can find something out there, so be it. We'll play it on the airwaves. But me, myself, and I like to sit here and write it and put out what's on paper and see what the world think of the brain that flows within my head itself. It's his own thing, but nonetheless, I come up with good work.
Okay. I'll work on that. I got a couple people, a couple authors in mind. I have some.
Well, that's what's up. But nonetheless, we got 13 more minutes left on the show. That's what's up. I want to get back on this thing with these kids, because I can't get over it. How you leave the kids in the house alone?
Man, they do it for... they don't care. They don't value what they have. You know, and so you don't value things until it's taken away from you. And nowadays, man, I'm telling you, the lack of common sense is amazing. It really is. The lack of common sense in a lot of situations is just totally amazing. Just sometimes sitting and having a conversation with people and you're like, wow, you made it out the door today? You know, so, you know, I'm serious. I mean, just sit and listen to people sometimes and their actions, and even people that sometimes just going through their own thought process out loud. I'm like, wow, really? Okay. As I tell you, it's mainly just people letting their guards down, thinking this won't happen, or they just don't care. I don't know. I don't know what it is.
Yeah. It's just crazy the way you said it, though. You made it outside the door with that? For real?
Yeah.
You could have stayed in the house, buddy. Take a day off or something. Relax. Boy, for real. And I done ran across plenty of people when they was at work. And I had to sit here instead of arguing with them. I would take the power from them by sitting here cutting the conversation off and said, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and leave. I'm bothering you.
No. You're not bothering me.
Yeah, I'm bothering you. You're not listening. You don't think you're in the wrong. You want to be right. All right, my bad. I'm sorry for messing with you. I'm out of here.
Mm-hmm. All right, you wasted your time.
And that leaves me thinking hard.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times they remember you again if I run across them again, and they give me that look. I'm like, you all right? I just want to give you a thank for a minute that, you know, it's okay to be wrong.
Yeah. And it's totally fine.
But to the average person out there, you know, they live in that Grand Theft Auto fantasy world. They're going to think, you know, everything's a fantasy, including telling a lie.
Mm-mm. No, it ain't. There's no fantasy out here. It's a real deal.
Yeah. But see, the sad part is, like I said, here you got, like, what, variations of different circumstances, but whether a child drowns or whether somebody abuses them or whether, you know, however they die from something in the house that's supposed to be sealed or contained. Look, man, why the child ain't with you?
Exactly.
Where's the dad?
Yeah. Because neither one of them should have been alone in the home.
One of them situations, Queen.
From his door, after that, nothing else matters because you might have lost your apartment or whatever went down in there, but you would have had your baby.
Exactly my point. Now, it sounds like
since you ain't have the dad around, it seems like, okay, you the reason why the relationship was down. Now you're being irresponsible again by keeping the kids from them. Now all of a sudden you're being irresponsible.
They can't use it. They got to stop using that as an excuse.
Mm-hmm.
They got to stop using that as an excuse, because then you end up exactly with situations like this where the child ends up being the one, the victim in it. And it's not fair. It's a cycle that we as Black people need to stop.
It almost sounds similar to plantation, the way you described that. Damn.
Yeah.
Concubine.
Yep.
Boil rotten concubine.
Exactly. I mean,
and some of y'all female out there call them home wrecking whores. They concubine.
Yep.
Wow. Damn.
You got to get out of that mentality. You got to get out of it. Like, if he's not there, he's not there. If whoever is not there, they're just not there. You got to, they yours. They your babies. You know, can't nothing, that is you. That's you. So, nothing tops that.
Now, I hope it ain't one of those situations where she was being neglected. To go do her own thing. Man, you going to have both sides of the family pissed off with you.
Mm-hmm.
They're already mad as it is.
Yeah. You know that. Cause I don't know, like, I don't know any of the background, and I don't even know, like I said, current information. I really hope this sister just had to work. Didn't have no choice but work. I mean, it's nothing, no good out of the situation, but you know, just nothing crazy. We don't need nothing crazy. We don't need to be making these stupid decisions right now. I mean, for one thing, we're looking bad enough.
Uh-huh.
We look bad enough as it is. So, we got to do better. You know, we got to have some self-respect and some class.
Most definitely. I want to play something right fast because, this video was sent to me by one of the queens that I associate with on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And it was involving some of our young queens who got snatched up. All right, let me read it to you. We are currently in jail. The universe allowed me to have a phone, which she was using her cell phone. I'm acquiring here. We are bruised and beaten, but we are okay. They have our direct husband and separate cell. So this situation I got here, for some odd reason, they snatched these sisters up. And I didn't even know there was males with them. But long story short, they snatched these people up. And for some odd reason, they told them if they don't pay, I guess, whoever for to their families, if they don't pay the police, they're not going to let them out. She also stated, we go to trial today. Please send positive vibes to our family. The queens are Crystal D, Ilego Bishop, Vivian Marquez, and then you have Kennard Wright Phillip and Goth Logan Leathers. Now, they did send a video out that the queen had sent to me, and shot goes out, too. I don't want to give away her position,
mm-hmm.
but... long story short, the other queen who's in the video, her name is Natural Girl Fury, and she gonna pretty much break down what's going on in this situation. But nonetheless, I'm gonna go ahead and play it while we still got time on the show.
Okay.
I just wanted to let everyone know what's going on. I'm not going to have my phone for a while, I think about 2 weeks. As you know, I'm in Limon, Costa Rica, and we are being held against our will at a building, I think it's a justice building, and we were pretty much arrested for nothing. We were arrested because we resisted being arrested. But they're saying that the reason why is because we resisted authority. But I'm being arrested for no reason whatsoever. I have a passport. I'm legally to be here, but they want me to pay money to leave my family, and I'm not going to do that. So therefore, I'm going to jail with my family. And they're saying that possibly the trial may take up to 2 weeks. I don't know. But I just wanted to let everyone know that I will not have my phone, so I will not be able to respond or anything. So I just wanted to let everyone know it's unfair, but this is the way it is. You know, it's okay. You got to keep moving forward. You got to stand in your truth no matter what anybody say. We're not going to allow anyone to break us or make us know that what we're doing is wrong, because we're not living, we're living in harmony. They're the ones living against their own very nature, and that's why they're treating us the way that they are treating us. And I will stand for the truth, because there's only one truth, and it means I have to go to jail for X amount of days, because I know I'm not wrong, and therefore I will do that. You know what I'm saying? So live for what you believe in, you know. Stand for the truth, or you'll stand for anything. You do not stand for the truth. All right? I love myself.
And that's what's up, man. You know, she, in the video, she said she was over there trapped in Costa Rica. You know, I feel bad for a lot of our people that want to go vacation and all that good stuff, but,
man,
we in war, man. What the hell is wrong with y'all?
I know. Yeah. Shoot. Sometimes the way they act around here, you feel like you gotta get guarded up just to go out the door.
Yeah, see the thing.
I ain't trying to go on no foreign land.
Yeah. They mess around and rape y'all, you know, you're stuck.
I got a foot before when it comes to that.
But, you know, for her to sit there and not want to pay the money to get her peoples out, I guess she was talking about, you know, whatever everybody in there for. But long story short, that's probably like, what, damn near 500 a head?
Right.
Just, what, 6 names? Including
yeah.
her. So you might want to say, she ain't finna sit here and pop out $10,000 for them.
Yeah.
But if you wasn't over there, you wouldn't be in that situation.
Yes, you got too much going on. It is just too much. We're back to where we need a traveling group.
That's why I say, you know, when you break that Harriet Tubman rule and you out there by yourself.
Yep.
You know, on your video, then here you are complaining. Now, I feel bad for the queen. Natural girl, she went out like a soldier, wanted to go and do time with her family. Ain't nothing wrong with that one. Everybody okay. In the video, you can see they got some young people with them, and they do look
yeah.
like they're in a different country. So, long story short, you know, when you're having fun in the places that you can't call home and there's no backup there, man, don't come in there. Yeah, I didn't resist the arrest and all that. Look, all right, you're right, I'm wrong. Do whatever you want to do, I'll go. They're going to ride how they want to ride to get money out of you. If you come in somebody
yep.
else's country playing that hot dog attitude, all right, let's slap the shit out your ass and beat the shit out your ass, then put cuffs on you and won't care.
You got that right.
just, you know, sad that she's in there and her family's in there, but they don't go on other people's stuff as far as they pass the law. They, you know, you plan that that man didn't go hit shit unless you got an army with you.
Yep. Yeah, you got have a plan B.
Yeah. You try to arrest one, you got to come up with a whole battalion, though. That's about 40 people. That's why a lot of people, they go to Egypt and do their tours, go to Mexico or even China or even India. They go in a large group.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no jumping net.
It's a damn shame we got back to this, man. But it is what it is.
It's all you gotta learn. But nonetheless, that was pretty much it I wanted to explain as far as with that particular situation, because that blew me completely out of order when I first heard it. And I actually posted the post out there publicly just to say, you know, just to be helped. Hopefully somebody will hear it and, you know, hopefully she's been and got a phone call or something or whatever. But long story short, even though our people put themselves sometimes in harm's way, we still got as a family help them out.
Oh, yeah. We still got to love them and look out for them.
Yeah.
And help them. Yep.
But long story short, it was a great, great part one and part two, even though we had a little slight interruption with the show, nonetheless.
Oh, yeah, we still got through it. Yeah.
We're going to be on tomorrow with the Hardcore Tuesday, coming in with some of that real funkadunk, like how we do. And, Queen, like I say, that Wednesday going to be that poetry night. You'll love it.
Mm-hmm.
You'll love it. But Hardcore Tuesday, when we go and really dig in on the people who we're supposed to be digging in on. So if you in an area that we need to sit here and look up and bring some information to light, trust me, we'll come in your area and pull something up. As they say, baked chicken. But we want to keep it light. So at the same token, you know, we're trying to teach even people who need to be taught who don't understand what's going on anyway, because they feel like that culture thing and that religion thing dominates nature, and it don't.
Mm-hmm.
So tomorrow we'll be on with the Hardcore as usual. We're going to be going in. If you got some fire you want to spit on out there, Queen, believe me, let it all out. The reign is yours.
All right.
Uh-oh, look out now. We started out like around 10, a little after 10 today. Tomorrow we'll be tuning in a little earlier, which will be like around 9. And with that being said, we're going to be coming in, like I said, with the real talk, real information, and relaying information out to the people as we always do. I like the fact that we are growing into different avenues. Like I said, there's going to be some more shows that will be loaded up on this network of ours real soon. We're just putting things together. And, Queen, you always welcome. If you want to have your own show with it, you're more than welcome to.
Oh, okay.
That's what's
I ain't
up.
Ready for all that yet, but okay.
Uh-oh, look out now.
Yeah, I might have to start talking about my herbs.
Uh-oh, yay. Do it.
Yeah.
Do it. If you got to go in speaking on nature, speak on nature, Queen.
Mhm. That's where my heart is. I love it.
Well,
where the answers be at.
So we always got to have some people out there that teach that way of life, dealing with agriculture or even dealing with medicine. Hey, it's that time that we sit here and spread the information out for all of us to understand what to do.
Yeah. We got to do better.
Better. We'll be on tomorrow around 9 o'clock. Queen, like I said, whenever you have any, you're more than welcome to. I'll give you the red carpet. That's how we roll. At the end of the day, we all one family now.
I say one love.
Black sheep, I don't know where you at. I'm going to put an APB out on you, but knowing you, you done hit the street scenes and you hyped up somewhere. I see it. That's a busy man, bro. That's a busy, busy man. But nonetheless, it's your big brother, your little brother, Dolomite, a.k.a. Dothan. We'll be on tomorrow. Same bat time, same bat channel. Queen, any last words you want to throw out to the people?
Peace, love, and light, family.
Enough said. Well, it is what it is on my end. Shouts out to the Black Nation, Black Mecca, and everything else, man. One love. We out.
All right. One love, family.